Let the earth be glad. Let the people of God sing His praise all over the land. Everyone in the valley, come and lift your voice. All those on the mountaintop, be glad, shout for joy. Rise up and praise Him, He deserves our love. Rise up and praise Him, let's worship the Holy One with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Rise up and praise Him. Rise up and praise Him. Well, let the heavens rejoice.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel, and it's good to have you here this morning. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn to Psalm 68, that's our psalm reading for this morning, or you can see it on the overhead. It's a psalm of David, and it's the joy of victory in battle over the enemies of Israel. How God subdues the enemies, and the last enemy that'll be conquered is death. And you see that in verse 18, and we'll only go up to verse 18. It's kind of a long psalm, and then we'll read the rest of it next week. But it's Israel rejoicing in the anticipation of the kingdom age. And we find that verse 18 is also quoted in Ephesians 4, where the Messiah, or Jesus, ascends to heaven, and He brings with Him those who have died as saints. So why don't you follow along in Psalm 68. We'll begin in verse 1. Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Let those who hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides in the clouds. By His name is the Lord, and rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in His holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when You went out before Your people, when You marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee, and she who remains at home divides the spoils. Though you lie down among the sheep folds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. I'm going to have Pastor Anthony come on out and open for us in a word of prayer. After that, feel free to stand, lift your hands, be seated, but let's just worship the Lord together.
Aloha kakayaka, hipuli kako. Good morning, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this place, God, to lift your name on high, to worship you, because you are so worthy to be praised, Father. We just want to pray, Lord, this morning for the situation that's happened in Dallas and Tennessee and Minnesota and all these situations all around the United States, Father. And we look at these things, God, and it's almost hard to call ourselves the United States of America, Lord, with so much disunity, Lord. And we pray, Father, as your church, as your people, God, that you would work through us, God, to show the rest of the world what unity looks like, to show the world what love and mercy looks like, God. So, Lord, we pray this morning as we study your word, Father, may we be encouraged, Lord, to know that you are the only hope that we have here in America. Father, also challenge us through your word, God, to be a people that lives righteously and lives for truth. And we commit the service to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives.
One thing we ask, sing it out.
One thing we ask of you,
four on the floor.
One thing that we desire. As we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives. Arise, 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 arise. Take your place, be enthroned on our praise.
On our praise, arise, King of
Your way with us today, God. As we dwell amongst you, Lord, as you dwell amongst us, how good it is to be in your house today, Lord, amongst the brethren. How lovely it is, God.
Water to
my soul, water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen, come once again to me. I will draw near to you, I will draw near to you. One day, Lord, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day, thousands elsewhere. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Better is one day, Lord, in your courts. You are the God who strengthens us, Lord. When we are weak, you are strong.
I stand before you now. Greatness of your renown. I have heard of the majesty and wonder of you, King of heaven. In humility I bow. How's your no fear can hinder.
you, Lord. Let's all stand. Open our eyes, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Sing, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes, guys. You sing holy, holy. Come on.
Holy, holy, holy.
Lift it up.
I